This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 26th of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Changing Ideas. This group processing session is 58 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, and this is February the 26th. The second hour of processing of the day. We have been trying to remedy a little havingness in the first hour. Try to remedy a little bit in this one. But let's work hard on changing ideas. Now, let's get an idea about a heavy object. Any idea about a heavy object. Now let's confirm this idea as the total fact. Now let's say it is the object. Now let's say it isn't the object and change the idea. Now say the idea is the object again. Now that is not the object. That it is the object, that it isn't the object. Now change the idea again. Okay, now apply it to a space instead of the object. Now say it is the space. Now that it isn't the space, it's the idea of the space. Now that it is the space, indistinguishable, this idea and the space are indistinguishable. Now that one is an idea and the other is space. Now put this idea out in front of you and mirror it. Now, change the idea into a mirror and have it mirror you. Okay, throw it away. Find some places where you're not. Okay, now let's check over some ideas I am not giving you. Some ideas which you're not giving yourself. And now some ideas which are not you. Some more ideas that aren't you. Get one for sure. Okay, let's get some ideas that you did not create for sure. Now let's get another specific person, and let's get some ideas that this person is not. And now some ideas that this person did not create. Okay. Now, nearly everybody's haunted slightly by some other personality or some other person. Just on that assumption, reasonable or unreasonable, let's get that other person now. It'll be a person which you wish you'd never known. All right, get that person and get some ideas which this person did not create. Get some for sure, some more ideas this person did not create. Some more ideas which this person did not create. Get one for sure. Some more ideas which this person didn't create. Some more ideas which this person didn't create. And now some ideas which this person didn't make you create. And now some ideas which you didn't make this person create. Okay, let's get some places where you're not. Now I'm going to issue a series of things which we're going to call auditing commands. I want you in each case to change it around so that it's a perfectly legible auditing command. Okay, got that. Now I want you to change it around so it's perfectly legible, doable auditing command. Rackaroo. Spoggermog. Stuntiff and Mortiff. Rackaroo. Somic Guthan. Storborg. Storborg for sure. Snafflebin. Roggermorg. Roggermorg Tiffin, several places. Get a perfectly intelligible auditing command each time. McGuffin. E or Senshu Wu. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Get an auditing command. Ein, zwei, drei, vier. Okay. Now let's spot the machinery you were doing that with. Let's be that machine, or that area. Now make a decision about it. Now be that area again. Now make a decision about it. Now be that area again. Now make a decision about it. Now be that area again. Make a decision about it. If you had trouble spotting the area, consider the spots on elephants. Make a decision about it. Consider the length of a piece of string. Counter your consideration. And make a decision about it. Calculate the height of up. Change the consideration. And make a decision about it. Now take hold of the two back anchor points of the room. Put them in front of you. Duplicate whatever you see. duplicated many times? Find a nothingness in it? Duplicate it many times? All right, let go and be where you please. Okay, let's look over the environment. Mark ourselves up as a mirror and reflect objects one after the other. Now, as a mirror, reflect the depth of spaces as you confront them. Now, confront solid objects such as walls and reflect their immovability. One after the other. Now reflect spaces, but reflect their inescapability. Okay. Do what you please with the mirror. Check over some places where you're not. Now, let's locate some messed objects of which you are not afraid. Find one for sure. A whole lot of them. Okay. Now let's find some objects which are not in full retreat from you. And let's find some objects now which you wouldn't mind if they went away. Some more. Find some more objects you wouldn't mind if they went away. Find one that you're absolutely certain you wouldn't mind having go away. Okay, let's find some places where you're not. And now let's get some machines, check over and see if find some machines that you're not this moment tending. Not this moment taking care of or tending, watching over. Some more, which you're not this moment tending or watching over. Those exterior eyes, let's scout around the environment and check over some machines very carefully, and let's make sure you're not tending them. All right, now let's find some machines that aren't tending you. Find some very certainly that aren't tending you in any way, shape, or form. Find some more that aren't taking care of you, that aren't tending you at this moment. And let's find some machinery in the society or earth or someplace that you're not responsible for the condition of. Well, let's find a lot more. Now let's find a machine that certainly exists. Okay, check over some places where you're not. Okay. Now let's find several heavy messed objects, big ones. One right after the other now. Get very solidly the thought, point at them. That's all I've got left. Each one, that's all I've got left. Okay, let's look around the environment now. Let's look around the environment and let's discover, if we can, the owner of everything. And I just elect object after object, space after space, the owner of everything. Okay, let's find a couple of heavy messed objects now, and hold on and don't think. Okay, let go of it. Now let's get the feeling, or actually do this. Find a heavy mass and interiorize into it. Or just get the feeling you're doing it right where you are. All right, without removing that heavy mass, let's interiorize into a second mass. Now, without letting go of that mass, let's interiorize into a third mass. Now, forgetting we interiorized in the first mass, again, let's re-interiorize into it. Now let's get the recognition that we're now lost. And have these masses step away and each one inform you of where you are. Okay. Now let's check over some places where you're not interiorized. Okay, let's check over some people you are not. And now some people who are not jamming thoughts into you. Okay, check over where you're not. Now let's dream up some places where not to be. Dream them up so you're not there. Now let's get a person that you wish you'd never known. And check off some ideas which this person did not give you. And some crimes which this person did not commit against you. Okay. Let's find very rapidly now some places where you're not. Now let's predict some dire consequences. Just that, predict some dire consequences. Horrible things. Predict some more horrible things. Okay, let's take these horrible things now and mock yourself up as having had them happen to you. Okay, let's check over some pets that you're not at this moment torturing. And now let's sweep aside any of the mock-ups which you have. Okay. Now let's check over some things you're not at this moment trying to make nothing and invisible. Okay. Find some places where you're not. Find two heavy messed objects and hold on to them and don't think. Okay, let go of them. Now, rapidly, one after the other, locate many objects and put unconsciousness into each one. Okay, let's check around these objects again. Let's put apathy into each one. Okay, let's check these over again. Now let's put indifference into each one. The feeling of indifference into each one. Now, look around and find or get the idea of people, you standing in front of them, and person after person, put a nothingness back of their heads. More of them now. You're exteriorized and operating fairly well. Just walk around, put nothing in the back of the heads of a lot of people. If you're not, mock it up. And lots more, and you put a nothingness several feet behind the head of each one. Let's do it some more. Okay, everybody now in mock-up form. Mock up this person and that. One after the other. And each time put a nothingness back of their heads. Now let's find some places where you're not. Okay, look around the environment now. Find a number of objects and put unconsciousness into each one. Put unconscious into a lot more of them. Okay, sweep that aside. Find a number of heavy masses now and put a small spot of nothingness behind on the other side of each one. Okay, now one after the other. Get the idea of removing a nothingness you didn't put there from behind each object or heavy mass. Having removed these nothingnesses, store them carefully and check over some places you are not. Okay, now let's mock up a sound, change it, and stop it. Do that again. Again. Now mock up yourself as having been surrounded by sounds. Change them and stop them. And do that again over and over and over as a cycle. Mark up a sound, change it, and stop it. Many of them around you. Mark up some more sounds around you, change them and stop them. Mark up some more sounds around yourself, change them and stop them. Now stop them this time just by not putting any more sound there, not by putting up a wall or a barrier. distinctly different, but stop them now simply by putting no more sound there. Get a sound and then stop it by putting no more sound there. Do that some more. Okay, now let's look around the environment again and put unconsciousness into many objects. Okay. Now mock up a beam of light and unmock it, that is to say, just by not putting another beam of light there rather than stopping it. Just mock up a beam of light and then not mock it up again to stop it. Let's do that some more. Mark up a beam of light. See if we get bigger, brighter beams now. And then just stop it by not putting it there. Okay, now let's mark up a beam of light and a sound and stop them. Okay, now let's mark up a beam of light and a sound simultaneously, and this time simply stop them by not putting them there anymore. Okay, let's mark up some places where you're not. And mark up some places where you're not. Okay, let's find a couple of heavy pieces of mess and hold on to them and don't think. Okay. Now let's check over some places where you're not. See if we can spot some other universes we're not in. And some bodies which at this moment we're not running. Okay, let's check over some people we're not. And now, let's fix our attention very heavily upon anything that's immediately in sight. Cone it right down, fix it, and then lift it up and move it on to something else. Now put our attention on that very heavily. And then lift it up and put it on something else. Put our attention on that very heavily. Lift it up and put it on something else. Now put our attention on this next thing very, very heavily. Then get a railroad crane, have it come along and unfix our attention and put it in a freight car. Duplicate the wheels of the freight car very carefully. Duplicate them many times very carefully. Put them in our head. Make them go round. All right. Now pick up any automaticity, any sudden lurch or unconsciousness or something of the sort that might have occurred during this last hour and mock it up several times, duplicate it many times. Okay, now let's check off several mountaintops which, if we were not on them, we wouldn't slip off of. Now try to run that as given, not as amended, which, if we were not on them, we would not slip off of. Figure that all out. Get three confused symbols and duplicate them many times. Now let's get one joke we have heard which we aren't still carrying around trying to understand. Okay, let's find the two back corners of the room. Mark up our case as hopeless. Shoot it. Let go of the corners. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.